keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This is Blake Hausch with your KDNS KZDY News Brief. Attention Walmart shoppers and Concordia commuters and visitors. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, K-9 resurfacing will resume April 7th in Cloud County south of the city limits and continue south for about 6 miles. During this construction, flagger and pilot cars will be used to guide one lane of traffic through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers should be prepared for a delay of trip for up to 15 minutes and should plan accordingly in their travel schedules. Schilling Construction of Manhattan will be the prime contractor in this $4.07 million project, which is scheduled for completion in early May, weather permitting. KDOT urges motorists to stay alert and follow posted signs in all work zones. On a positive note, K-State Research and Extension says the odds of running into a venomous snake in Kansas is low. A springtime heat surge has brought snakes out of hibernation, and they are now on the prowl for food. While their presence may put you on edge, Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts said not to worry because many present little danger and can actually do people a favor. Of the 42 species of snakes in Kansas, only 7 deliver venom. The vast majority of snakes are going to eat small mammals. They're eating native rats and mice and are doing folks a favor that way too, said Ricketts. Key characteristics of venomous snakes are a broad triangular shaped head due to venom sacs located on the backside, keeled scales or scales that have a ridge down the center, a secondary opening between their eye and nasal passage, which serves as a heat sensor, and elliptical pupils shaped like cats, for example. To lower the chances of any human-wildlife conflict with snakes, Ricketts recommends habitat modification, which involves removing cover that attracts snakes to a property, such as tall grass, piles of wood, rocks, and other things that allow them to hide. If you are adverse to snakes, you should strive to keep a more sterile yard with minimal landscape. Exclude snakes from your home by completely sealing them off. Snakes can get under loose doors and fit through openings a half inch tall by an inch or two wide, so you should cover those smallest areas to achieve maximum exclusion. And if the snake ends up in your residence, animal control specialists may deploy glue boards to catch the snake. Ricketts said places like behind furniture is the best place to put the boards to catch the snakes and not your pets. This has been Blake Hausch with your KDNS KZDY News Brief.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Topeka will spend over $50,000 to defend 5 officers in a wrongful death lawsuit following the shooting death of a black man in 2022.
34 shots were fired at Taylor Lowry, and the city refused to release body cam footage of the incident. The city is obligated to defend those involved and has hired an outside law firm. Council members David Banks and Christina Valdivia Alcala dissented due to the cost and the fact that the lawsuit is another indicator of problems with the use of force in the department. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Hutchinson City Council approved a $20,000 annual contribution this week to support the NJCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship held each March at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Hutchinson Post said the NJCAA has increased its own commitment, investing more than $65,000 annually into branding, hospitality, and media coverage. Streaming the tournament on ESPN Plus costs $30,000. The economic impact for Hutchinson has been positive. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Tariffs and retaliatory tariffs have been bouncing back and forth like a badminton birdie among the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China. Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says, unfortunately, retaliatory tariffs will impact some agricultural products.
China's new retaliatory tariffs impact about $21 billion of agricultural products, with an additional 15% tariff on chicken, cotton, corn, and wheat, and 10% on a slew of other ag items.
And Resnick says the situation is still very much in flux.
The EU will also start its retaliatory tariffs stemming from our new aluminum and steel tariffs in April. So there's going to be a lot of action that first half of April.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
7 area basketball athletes were chosen as all-state players on the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association team, including were Bullitt Trojan senior Eli Johnson, honorable mention, Bullitt Trojan senior Cassandra Thompson, honorable mention. Among the Class A Division I girls were Rock Hills' Hallie Meisner, a junior, honorable mention, Rock Hills' junior Bethany Similink on the third team. Class 1A Division II. Lakeside's Jace Cunningham Sr. was honorable mention. Beloit St. John's Tipton, Carly Brummer was first team. Beloit St. John's Tipton, Edward Jurenik was second team. All-Star Games will be June 21st, 2025 at Kansas Wesleyan in Salina. Among the all-class leaders in track after the Clay Center Invitational are Griffin Johnson, freshman, 52 and one-half inches in the shot put, Henry Tice, sophomore, 12-6 in the pole vault, Sophia Thompson, senior, 5-4 in the high jump, Brecken Boudreaux, junior, 18 feet in the long jump. Bennington High School Invitational Track and Field Meet will start at 3 o'clock on Friday, April 4th. Among the teams competing will be Bennington, Canton Galva, Clifton Clyde, El Saline, Ellenwood, Harrington, Lincoln, Rock Hills, Rural Vista, Beloit St. John's, Tipton, and Wakefield. This has been John Bowden for KDNS 94.1 Sports.
AIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas basketball fans' greatest reason for optimism heading into the next season got bigger Tuesday night as Jayhawk signee Darren Peterson took part in the 2025 Boys McDonald's All-American Game. He was named co-MVP along with Duke commit Cameron Bozer after scoring 18 points, leading the West team to a 105-92 win over the East. The 6'5" guard from Napa, California, showcased his jump shooting ability along with his explosiveness at the rim, converting on 5 dunks. In other news, Topeka High grad and Arkansas guard Kiki Smith has entered the transfer portal, reportedly ending her time with the Arkansas women's basketball program. According to a report from Talia Goodman of On3 Sports, Smith will be looking for a new team as she averaged 10.2 points per game, dishing out 55 assists and shooting 41% from distance while at Arkansas. She scored a game-high 23 points against Alabama on January 19th. She joined Arkansas for the 2024-2025 season after spending a year at Hutchinson Community College. While at Hutch, she was named the 2024 NJCAA D1 Women's Basketball Player of the Year and First Team All-American. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Tariffs and retaliatory tariffs have been bouncing back and forth like a badminton birdie among the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China. Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says, unfortunately, retaliatory tariffs will impact some agricultural products.
China's new retaliatory tariffs impact about $21 billion of agriculture products, with an additional 15% tariff on chicken, cotton, corn, and wheat, and 10% on a slew of other ag items.
And Resnick says the situation is still very much in flux.
The EU will also start its retaliatory tariffs stemming from our new aluminum and steel tariffs in April, so there's going to be a lot of action that first half of April.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
North Central Kansas's classic rock, Z96.3, The Lake.